for payload. If it could lose some of that weight, a rocket could lift more cargo, reducing the cost of putting a given kilogram of stuff into orbit. In 1924, Russian scientist Konstantin Tsiolkovsky proposed a way to make this happen, suggesting that beams of microwaves from ground-based transmitters could power a rocket's ascent. Tsiolkovsky proposed using parabolic mirrors to aim a parallel beam of electromagnetic rays of short wavelength at the belly of a rocket, heating propellant to produce thrust without the need for large amounts of onboard fuel. This, he wrote, was the most attractive method available to acquire cosmic velocity. The idea languished until recently, when technology finally caught up with his vision. Microwave lasers, masers, were invented in the 1950s, but it was not until the advent of better, more affordable generators called gyrotrons that masers could reach the megawatt-scale power levels required for space launches. Recent advances in batteries and other energy storage systems have also made it possible to power sufficiently large gyrotrons without straining the electrical grid. Trawling for viruses. When doctors want to identify the virus behind an infection, they usually turn to the polymerase chain reaction, PCR, a method for amplifying scattered bits of DNA into a sample large enough to study. To use PCR, however, a physician must know what kind of virus to look for, and that involves guesswork. This past September, a team of Columbia University researchers described a new method that could eliminate that guesswork. The technique, which has the unfortunate name of virome capture sequencing platform for vertebrate viruses, or VercapSec Vert, can find every virus in a given drop of saliva, tissue, or spinal fluid with near-perfect accuracy. The method makes it possible to simultaneously analyze 21 samples in less than 48 hours at an estimated cost of just $200 per sample. It can also detect novel or mutated viruses, so long as they're at least 40% identical to known ones. When someone goes into an emergency room and winds up having all kinds of tests run, it costs thousands of dollars, says W. Ian Lipkin, John Snow, professor of epidemiology at Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health. This method is very inexpensive, he says, and allows us to personalize medicine by telling you exactly what you have. Soft, injectable electronic probes for the brain. To solve the mysteries of the brain, scientists need to delicately, precisely monitor neurons in living subjects. Brain probes, however, have generally been brute force instruments. A team at Harvard University, led by chemist Charles Lieber, hopes that silky soft polymer mesh implants will change this situation. So far, the researchers have tested the mesh, which is embedded with electronic sensors, in living mice. Once it has been proved safe, it could be used in people to study how cognition arises from the action of individual neurons and to treat diseases such as Parkinson's. Little fusion. You can accuse fusion power advocates of being overly optimistic, but never of thinking small. Fusion occurs when two elements combine or fuse together to form a new third element, converting matter to energy. It is the process that powers the sun, and the fusion world's marquee projects are accordingly grand. Consider the International Thermonuclear Experimental Reactor, or ITER, which a consortium of seven nations is building in France. This $21 billion tokamak reactor will use superconducting magnets to create plasma hot and dense enough to achieve fusion. When finished, ITER will weigh 23,000 metric tons, three times the weight of the Eiffel Tower. The National Ignition Facility, its main competitor, is equally complex. It fires 192 lasers at a fuel pellet until it is subjected to temperatures of 50 million degrees.